$330 billion. That's with a B.
Woo! What I like about the report, once you select your region, and I'm holding Tucson in my hand, he was talking about, you know, you will still need to localize it.
Yeah, you will.
In addition to the report. But what the report does is it shows you mid-range and upscale.
Right.
So it breaks it into different investment levels. But then as you go from left to right, it says Tucson. And then it goes to your mountain region. We're in the mountain region. I believe there were 7 regions when I was there.
Mm-hmm. In the study, I believe you're right.
And then, so it compares Tucson to the region, and then it has the 215 national average. So you can see it as it relates
nationally
across the entire country, which could be big because a lot of our prospective buyers are not from Arizona.
That's for sure. That's for sure. And we're going to have some more prospective buyers after we finish buying these. All these Arizona Highway subscriptions.
We've got
there's many of people that have been here that left a snowstorm and never went home. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a few Super Bowl Barrett Jackson Phoenix Gar or
Waste Management
Waste
Phoenix
Management
Open
that aren't going home.
The people who call in for these magazines are feeling so very sorry for their friends and family.
Yeah.
You just have to send one. My family's house and car buried in snow. But we have Lake Placid, New York represented,
ooh.
Strong Point, New York,
okay.
Connecticut,
okay.
Philadelphia, Maine, and they're all expecting more storms, of course. So, you know,
Where in Maine?
You know, back in my notes. I'll have to look.
Okay. All right.
But so I have a few more if you want to call.
Are there? We haven't gone through all 20 yet. There's
not
still
yet.
A couple available.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if you know a relative on the East Coast that was snowbound for over 12 hours in this storm that moved through the East Coast this last week, we're buying that person a year subscription to Arizona Highways magazine. So you can give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348, or you can leave a name and address on Facebook. Or if you'd like to talk home improvement remodeling, we've only taken a couple calls on projects today. If you've got a project and you have a question, give us a ring. That's why we're here for about another half hour. 1-888-767-4348. Let us know what you want to try and tackle. The project you're trying to tackle may be one of these 15 projects that are listed in the cost versus value report, and we can actually give you an objective opinion estimate of what that project could cost, like Romy says, both in the mid-range and in the upscale finishes. And it's designed to try and soften the sticker shock that most homeowners get when they have a project in mind.
One of the high ones on here is a stone veneer accent. And I can't tell you how much I enjoy that. You can do it very wrong, very cheap, and very poorly. But
I can give you some addresses to look at for those examples.
If you're in a, California roofed stucco subdivision of similar 10,000 homes, a stone veneer accent is something that you can do to really distinguish yourself. Now, like I said, you can do it very wrong, and it can look horrible in the end. But done right, that is something. If nothing else, when you're having guests over, you can say, just look for the homeless.
That's right. That's right.
And it'll stick out for three blocks.
Right.
There's where I'm going.
You know, Romy, I know you have a lot of heartburn over homeowners associations. But I will tip my hat to there are several homeowner associations in subdivisions just like you're talking about. The homes tend to look very much alike. They tend to be very identical in layout, very identical in paint color.
Every third one's the same.
Everyone's the same. That some of these homeowner associations, for the sake of allowing their subdivision to stay current, have given permission for these stone veneers to come in and be applied. They have to pre-approve the design and stuff. But I think that goes a long, long way for keeping us a neighborhood up to date. Folks, when we get back, we'll be covering more of this cost versus value report and taking your calls as well at Rosie on the House.